My name is Ridge Hubanks. I'm from the great state of Oklahoma, and I'm the new Central Region Vice President.
Let's just start off. When you heard your name earlier, how did you feel?
Honestly, it was just kind of like a drop of all reality. Everything around me just kind of fell out, and I felt Shea Booster. He was sitting right next to me, grabbed my jacket. That kind of snapped me back to reality, and the only word in my mind was like, run. You got to be on stage. And so it was go, and I took out the entire row of chairs that was there. I was kind of in the middle. It was a lot of bruising and bumping going through, but man, an adrenaline rush like that, it's unlike anything else.
What do you think you're most looking forward to about this year?
Getting to invest in the people that I'm going to meet. I'm somebody that I'm 100% me wherever I'm at, and just knowing that I'm going to have the opportunity to work with students to promote agriculture, to promote ag education wherever I go. Just knowing that I'm going to get a chance to do that and promote something that I'm just so passionate about, my core, I can't wait to do that every single day for an entire year. That's what I'm most excited about.
What advice would you have for an FFA member who maybe wants to do something similar to you?
Everyone talks about, oh, how did you train as a national officer? Your training starts your first day in ag education class. And so I would just tell you, get as involved as possible and learn who you really are. Because this organization is going to put you among people that are going to challenge you. They're going to push you. And you're going to be made better because you're making them better along the way. And that process starts that first day you're in the classroom, and you never know where it's going to take you. I'm just a small town kid from Alva, Oklahoma. And if you'd have told me that I was going to be standing here having this interview with you right now, I'd have told you are absolutely crazy, but you never know where life's going to take you. So just take that first step and be open-minded to what the future might hold.
What do you want to do in the future?
I'd like to be an attorney, return to the Midwest, but quite frankly, I just want to farm and ranch. I grew up with a cow-calf operation, wheat and alfalfa farm, and if anything else, I'd like to just go home and do that full-time.
Anything else you'd like to add in?
I'd just like to thank every single person that's been there for me my entire life, both inside the jacket and out. You know how much you all mean to me, and thank you for everything.